Kara here, and I thought it would be fun for all of us to listen to some of the best moments in Hauntcast, starting with the very first one.
Grab some rum, mateys, and welcome to the maiden voyage of Hauntcast. I'm Chris Baker, your host.
One thing you learned really quick is to make sure you had the sound all the way up so you didn't miss the very beginning of the show.
Chris is back. His humor is darker and more twisted. He never shuts up.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination, or in this case, inebriation.
Hauntcast, come out to play!
The following program is rated I for immature. It contains strong language, nudity, alcohol, crude humor, drugs, necrophilia, annoying laughter, offensive gestures, reckless disregard for private property, poor personal hygiene, and bestiality.
Aw, yeah. With so much drama in the Haunt community, it's kind of hard being your G-host, the C to the B. But somehow, some way, I keep coming up with scary ass shit like every single day.
Revenant and his Theater of the Mind segments. Wow.
Carve it, paint it, sand it, foam it, moss it, glue it, LED it, light it, web it, mold it, cast it, goth it, joint articulate it, fog it, chill it, corpse it, age it, rust it, pad it, monster mud it, rot it, sculpt it, fly it, crank it, leer it, skin it, DMX it. Haunter logic.
Fear sort of takes place on a continuum. It starts out as basically questioning whether something is on the up and up and ends in blind panic.
Weather conditions evoke some pretty primal emotional responses in people. Making a wide-eyed, trembling person scream is certainly satisfying, but getting a blood-curdling shriek out of someone who was smiling or scoffing nonchalantly just a moment before is pure gold. Let the ghost light burn like an ember of hellfire glowing through the walls of a carved turnip, lighting your way through the darkness and keeping at bay the demons of doubt and the spirits of past disappointments. The wave is upon us. Halloween beckons. It's time to answer the call.
Chris and Johnny and Shock Tales. Oh, they were a treat.
Now, Chris, we have to give you an H2 update.
Hold on. You seem to be breaking up on me, Johnny. I think I'm losing. Oh, damn it. I lost Johnny.
What did you think?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of the whole reality genre in general.
Right.
You know, because I feel that it's really dumbing down America. And that's why shows like this are so important.
The film would be in 3D. They said that it's not definite, but they're actually considering it. And I would say, well, let's not consider it.
I want to see boobies in 3D in my face. Is it not a trans fat free restaurant or anything?
Yes, I'm a vegan. We souped this evening. It was very lovely. It's very important to us. You know, our health is very important.
You know, that's funny because I'm a vegetarian.
The Charmed Pot. My goodness. Those were some really fascinating subjects, especially when you talked about the fog.
A small clipper ship drew toward land.
It's hard to believe 30 years have passed since John Houseman recorded that initial scene for the opening of the 1980 film John Carpenter's The Fog.
Villains! I shrieked! Dissemble no more! I admit the deed! Tear up the planks! Here! Here! It is the beating of his hideous heart.
Chris's top tens. Oh my gosh, they were awesome.
The drill press. A tall, upright drill machine, useful for suddenly snatching flat metal bar stock out of your hand so that it smacks you in the chest and flings your beer across the room.
Most redonkulous saying from Transworld.
Dude, Denny got mugged?
You make more trips to the Home Depot than to the supermarket, but you haven't made an improvement to your house in over 10 years.
Your family telling you in June that you're starting way too early, and then telling you in September you should have gotten started sooner.
Why Hauntcast is back from the grave.
Men's last-minute Halloween costume. Cover yourself in mothballs. Hide in the closet all night. And go as Tom Cruise.
Dad, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
Who's with me in thinking that when Honcast went off the air, it was like the needle just scraped across the record? Too soon.
Well, it's time for Scully and I to box up our dirty magazines, our sex toys, the bondage table, and to say one last time, the dungeon is closed.
Thus began the Hauntcast resurrection. We had to bring it back. And we also learned a new word. Bukkake.
Come on, don't do anything around. Take it easy. Scully, stop this.
Let go of me.
Rev, fight it, man. Fight it.
Rev. Speak to me. Are you okay?
I'm Revenant, and you are listening to Hauntcast.
No!
Along with the new Hauntcast were some new bees.
I'm your host, Ed Gannon, professional haunter, Something Wicked Productions.
Dick Terhune here, the voice from hell. Much as I love ripping into the putrid guts of haunt advertising gone wrong, sometimes man needs to get away from the office, put down the scalpels and cranial saws for a while, and take a little break from the marketing morgue.
Welcome to the first edition of the Terror Turnpike here on Hauntcast, where we show you how to get the best bang for your buck with all the pro haunts out there. My name is Eric Veister.
Okay, haven't talked about the prop segment yet, but remember the Garage of Evil guy's dead hooker segment? Oh boy, that was a controversy, but I was on the side of, I thought it was hilarious.
See, if you fry an electronic component, it releases the magic blue smoke. And that is a really stinky smell, and it means that you're about to buy something new.
Hello and welcome to Ask the Doctor. I am Dr. Morbius, your resident proptologist.
My name's Denny, a.k.a. Den Haunt, and I got the monthly Hauntcast fix to feed your twisted prop-building addiction.
This is Alan Hopps. Time for a prop segment.
Hello to all and welcome. My name is Scott Stahl, although you probably know me better as Stalloween from the Halloween forums and blogs.
It was inevitable that I, the leader of the Cult of Scully, would get a segment here on Hauntcast. I mean, I do have the mind control machine. Only Rev can pull off the dead serious sounding commercials that weren't.
If you suffer from podcast boredom, Hauntcast may be right for you. Hauntcast side effects may include headache, nausea, vomiting, death, vertigo, vaginal ejaculations, dysentery, rectal bleeding, mild heart explosions, varicose veins, darkened stool, darkened soul, more vomiting, lycanthropy, halitosis, arteriosclerosis, hemorrhoids, diabetes, virginity, mild discomfort, vampirism, even more vomiting, and mild rash. If you experience an erection lasting more than 4 hours, contact a hooker immediately. When you can't listen to Hauntcast, you become aggravated. When you become aggravated, you destroy some of your props. When you destroy some of your props, you need to get new props. When you look for new props, you find the Necronomicon. When you read the Necronomicon, you voice an incantation which raises the dead. When you raise the dead, you accidentally start the zombie apocalypse. Don't start the zombie apocalypse.
Well, we've hit the end of the memorable segments on Hauntcast. Well, thank you so much for giving us 5 years of laughs and just wonderful prop building time. It seemed like we had tons of buddies in the workshop with us.
Hauntcast! Haunting Halloween and horror!